All right, we're going to start off this show on page 31, and we're going to start with lien validity. And so I'm going to cover a few cases, and then Judge Gargatta will do the same in turn. First one I want to talk about is the Argabright case by Judge King. And this one here, Judge King interpreted Texas Property Code 52042. What happened here was the creditor had a judgment lien against the debtor's homestead and non-homestead property pre-petition, filed a Chapter 7 bankruptcy. Trustee attempted to avoid the liens during the bankruptcy case, and, of course, the creditor objected, saying, well, I still have a valid lien, but the property code says those liens are avoided if a Chapter 7 discharge is granted. And so what Judge King found was that the property code has an exception. And although those liens are discharged, but as to non-exempt property, they're not discharged, and the lien rides through. And so the lien was valid, and the creditor was granted judgment. The next one is a Fifth Circuit case, the Green case. This one's really interesting. Judge Magner, it's on page 31 of your materials. This is regarding the interpretation of the Barchi Fifth Circuit case and how it doesn't apply in this particular case where you have a homeowner association that had a statutory lien against the homestead, and the debtor filed a plan, attempted to bifurcate the claim. The claim was in excess of $20,000, and the court bifurcated the claim where it said that there was some value left on the home to bifurcate the claim in the amount of $8,000. Of course, the Homeowner Association raised the Barty case saying you can't do that. But Fifth Circuit said, well, in that case...